The Power of Pentecost, Signs and Wonders. Today we embark on a journey into the powerful theme of Pentecost and the signs and wonders that accompany the outpouring of God's Spirit. We will draw insights from the prophetic words of the book of John, exploring how these truths are relevant and impactful for us today. The promise of the Spirit. Let's begin by turning to the book of John, where we encounter a profound prophecy about the pouring out of God's Spirit. In John chapter 2 verses 28 and 29, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days I will pour out my Spirit, even on servants, men and women alike. This prophecy unveils the inclusivity and universality of God. The pouring out of the Spirit is not limited by age, gender, or status. It's for all of God's people. John foretells a time when God's Spirit will enable prophetic revelation and divine insight among them. The renowned preacher Charles Spurgeon once remarked, "The Spirit's work is more extensive and universal than ever before. He not only dwells with select individuals, but is poured out upon all." Turning to the New Testament, the fulfillment of John's prophecy on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2 verses 16 to 18, Peter declares, "Now what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet John. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days I will pour out my Spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy." The events of Pentecost demonstrate the tangible manifestation of God's Spirit with signs and wonders. The disciples were empowered to speak in diverse languages, drawing a multitude to witness the miraculous work of God. Imagine being among the crowd on that day. It would have been remarkable, witnessing ordinary people transformed into vessels of divine revelation and power. Truly a testimony to the fulfillment of John's prophecy, the impact of signs and wonders. Further into Acts 2, we see the ongoing impact of signs and wonders in the early church. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs. The signs and wonders confirmed the message of the gospel and inspired awe and reverence among believers and unbelievers alike. They were not merely displays of power, but demonstrations of God's kingdom breaking into the world. Smith Wigglesworth, a prominent Pentecostal evangelist, once said, "God wants us to have his miracles in our daily life. We must not think that these are only for the apostles. They are for believers in every." The urgency of response. The conclusion of Peter's sermon at Pentecost underlines the urgency of responding to God's call. Acts chapter 2 verse 21 declares, "But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Among the signs and wonders, the central message remains salvation through Jesus Christ. The outpouring of the Spirit invites all to repentance and faith in the Lord. As the evangelist Billy Graham once said, "The greatest miracle of Pentecost is not the supernatural signs, but the transformed lives of those who call on the." Today, as we reflect on the power of Pentecost and the signs and wonders of God's Spirit, let's consider some crucial questions. Are we open to receiving the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, enabling us to prophesy and see visions? Do we seek the signs and wonders that God is working in our midst, pointing us to his glory? Are we responding urgently to the call of the gospel, believing in the name of Jesus for salvation? So how do we apply what we've heard? May the revelation of God's Spirit ignite a passion within us to embrace his transformative power and engage with his mission. Let's commit ourselves to seeking God's signs and wonders and sharing the message of salvation with the world in need. As we close, let's pray and seek God's guidance as we respond to his call in our lives. May you be truly transformed by the truth of God's word. God bless. Bye for now.